And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Holy go fuck yourself, it's Garage Sale Globe.
Number 99.
99, starting out with fucking rage. Rage. We went to a fucking... Me, I was like, that estate sale looks good. Let's go there, Johnny Bueno, who had plans for other things. But I said, no, let's go to that estate sale. I might be able to get some speakers. And guess what? I did. I did finally get my speakers. I should be happy. Ready to fucking kill somebody. I was starting to try to pick a fight with this big fucking gorilla just like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah.
In the parking lot.
That's good shit.
So we get to this place. All right, it's full of, you know, music, lots of music.
Beatles.
The guy was obviously a Beatles collector. Red flag number one.
Yes.
Because Beatles stuff is cool. Beatles collectors, not cool.
No.
Fucking, they are not well-adjusted people, and they fucking are high maintenance, and they're fucking a pain in the ass. So, like, every display of any kind of music or anything like that, it was just these two guys housing the whole thing.
Fat, old, gray.
Fucking, like, going through, there's maybe like 300 CDs on this spinner thing. They're going to take everyone out, open it up.
Evaluate it.
Look at it and evaluate it. Take their phone out, check it on eBay. And block everybody else off till I finally fucking got frustrated with one guy in the basement and told him, I'm like, hey, you know, other people might want to look at this shit. And he's just like, well, I'm looking here. And I'm like, you've been looking for 10 minutes, dude. 10 minutes. You know, find your let other people find their shit. And then when we left, he was upstairs housing the other one with
He saw me looking at it, because he had a stash laid out. And I didn't see the stuff that they were looking at all squirreled away in the corner. So I see this pile of CDs. I start looking at it. And he's like,
oh, those are mine.
Those are mine. I'm like, oh, okay. No, they're mine. He's like, I'm not done. I'm like, whatever, man.
Well, fucking hurry it up.
That's whatever. And you said there's ashtrays. I picked up the ashtrays over there. That was cool. Got a nice ashtray with a hotel on it. And I went upstairs, and there was a whole shit ton more of CDs upstairs. So I went through those, and he saw me and standing in line, and he's like, ooh, and he got all freaking envious because there's more CDs. He looked at before I did. That's rule number 63 in the 99 reasons you can go fuck yourself in a garage sale. Are we getting a theme here?
The good thing was, like, it took me overhearing someone in line go like, oh, everything is half priced, or she goes, two CDs, $2, because it's half price.
Right.
I go downstairs, I go to the guy, is everything half price today? Yeah, everything's half price today. Well, good, thanks for fucking telling
anybody,
because I've been passing over all this shit.
There's no signs anywhere, no signs anywhere that it's half price day,
and everything's kind of priced high, but at half price it was reasonable. Like, I got a $100 price pair of speakers.
Well, I should have bought that turntable. What about that turntable?
It's hard to say. You know, you don't know if the, like, belt is good in it or it's like, the only reason I bought that turntable, like, a month ago is because he had it hooked up and ready to play and could slap a record on it, and I could go, like, oh, look at it go. And, yeah, it sounds good. So... And I got a nice RTS jacket, an RTS driver's jacket, for $5, or $2.50 actually. But then they set up their fucking cash out. This is like an established estate sale company.
Right.
They're all over the place. They set up their fucking
estate.
Their cash out in the living room, in between. Two things of stuff that people have to look at. So there's a line going out through the back door. You know, instead of setting it up at, like, in the garage, like any normal fucking estate sale, where you have room to pile people, and you get the people out and then deal with them, so they're not blocking up the people that are buying shit.
Right, and there's, like, on top of tables of stuff, so people are still shopping for stuff while they're standing in line trying to cash out.
Yeah.
I'm watching this guy, like, still trying to deal while he's got his card out. I'm like, dude, there's a line out the door and, like, down the steps of the deck right now.
And a little old lady taking her sweet-ass time.
Not little. She was just, she's our age. And she's, oh.
Well, guess what?
She wasn't little, and she definitely wasn't that old. Yeah. She looked like someone our age.
Well, she was definitely taking her time. Not as well, bad yeah. as the last
no,
one
she was just
I
being, shall we say, meticulous. Well, she's looking at it. She's like, just one tag? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, on top of it, the place is completely poorly lit. Yeah. So, like, trying to look at CDs was like fucking Squintsylvania.
And even better, like, I'm not sure if you noticed on the floor, all the fucking black mold that was there.
No.
Oh, yeah. I'm washing my hands right now. Even as I go around a turn, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever the fuck else you call yourself. Espresso right there.
There weren't a lot of ladies and gentlemen in that. There were just a lot of pain in the asses. And we had to park way down to get to it. No sweat, right? So Johnny pulls up because I got.
Oh, we didn't finish my stories yet.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I got this guy. So I'm standing in line, right? And I've got these 10,000 Maniac CDs and these Ricky Lee Jones CDs. I mean, I like 10,000 Maniacs. My wife likes them. She really liked Ricky Lee Jones.
Everybody likes Ricky Lee Jones.
Right. And so I'm looking at these CDs and some free, you know, your typical, he looks like a fucking white rural deer hunter type.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I tried getting into that band.
Tool Sale.
Oh, well, I do want to know what Tool Sale do. He's like, I tried doing that band.
Maybe it's a sale for tools to go to. That last one was a tool sale.
That was a tool bag sale. Anyways, so he's like, I've seen that band. I tried to get into that band. I find them in, like, the free bins. And, like, I listen to it for, like, 30 seconds. I just throw it in the garbage. And I'm like,
hey, go fuck yourself.
I looked at him, and I'm like, you know what? I could say the same thing about the James Taylor record you're holding right now.
Oh, I could say worse about that James Taylor record.
And he's like, oh, I'm just doing that for trade.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like,
okay, you fucking.
Just made, it's like, first of all, I just told you this is for my wife. And you unsolicited fucking decided to want to chum me up by being an asshole and tell me how fucking tough you are because you don't like a chick band. You know what?
It takes less effort to just shut the fuck
just
up.
Shut the fuck up while you walk around with your James fucking Taylor album.
That you're going to go out and tell me you're going to freaking listen to.
You're going to freaking get your vaporizer on and you're going to sit there with your woodcut. And you want to listen to your incense candles and listen to James fucking Taylor while you take a dump and watch your fucking hunting magazine. Go fuck yourself.
And then you're going to cry because James Taylor got to fuck Carly Simon and you didn't.
And you sit there and you fondle your balls and you fucking think about it.
Yeah, you ball fondler.
You fucking, go fuck a turkey.
And then I'm watching Jack in Line. And I'm watching this lady who's like, I'm going to be the helpful lady and speed things along and see if everybody's caught up and if anybody needs a bag. She goes, hey, Jack. She goes to Jack, do you need a bag? And he was like saying something. I assume you said something like, do you have like paper to wrap this glass?
No, it wasn't it. So she's like, do you need a bag? I go, yeah. She's like, so she holds the bag out and to put it out. And I take it from her. She's like, aren't you going to put it in the bag? I'm like, no, I'm going to hold the bag until afterwards. I want the glass to break. Well, how's it going to break on a CD? I'm like, can I just have the bag?
Can you just fucking give me the fucking plastic?
Why are you arguing
Thank
with
you
me in line?
You
antagonistic, saggy, drooping, nipple fucking bitch! What the fuck is your problem? We're trying to make a sale here. I'm ready to fucking spike the ashtray, make a scene, and walk out. Go fuck yourself.
The ashtray that you only bought because I go, Jack, you know it's half price. And you're like, oh, shit, well, I'll buy that ashtray then that I that I put up on, that I left up here.
Right.
That I discarded and wasn't going to buy. So then she comes up to me. She goes, you need a bag? I have nothing in my hands because I have two big speakers that I'm going to have to get Jack to get to carry one to get him out of there and run the gauntlet of all the people having conversations in the hallway blocking everything. Everywhere.
The slack-toothed yokels.
I had some people go, oh, at me because I said, excuse me, in the hallway because they were having a little fucking
like,
chitty chat in the doorway of
like
the
not
whole
for
place.
Nothing, but with that fat ass, shouldn't you be in the fucking gym instead of this estate sale? You not should, for nothing.
So So she comes up to me, do you need a bag? Yes, I do. And she looks at me and I don't have anything in my hand. She goes, what do you need a bag for? And I'm like, I bought some stuff. I bought some speakers downstairs. She goes, well, you can't fit the speakers in the bag. And I go, no, but I have stuff on top of the speakers that I can put in the bag so I can carry the speakers. And she goes, oh, gives me a bag. Just like, why are you asking people if they want bags? If you want, do you think people are like, yeah, I'll take a free bag. Yo, dude, I just scored a fucking plastic bodega bag.
Let's go find a dog so we can take a shit, let's man.
Let's go fucking.
Go take two shits. I got two bags. That's so awesome.
Let's go put this on eBay. These suckers giving me their bags.
I got a bag when
I don't need one.
Yeah.
You know, and she wants to argue with me. I have to explain myself. I've just spent $62. There and I have to explain myself for a fucking bag, you know, a thank you bag, a t-shirt bag. Fucking Jesus Christ. And everybody, it was just a clusterfuck. And it would have been if people knew how to conduct themselves in this fucking neck of the woods, then it would have been a great garage sale, and I probably would have bought a lot more shit because I would have taken the time to look. But it was just so fucking frustrating to be in there. I come out. Jack's pulled the car up into the driveway to pick up the speakers, and fucking
some freaking slack jawed yokel,
giant gorilla fucking gorilla guy who's used to fucking pushing people around, just like basically almost blocks. Jack pulls up behind him and goes, "Huh." Hopefully you are blocked in.
I was like, I'm going to pull out. He's like, well, you should have enough room.
Hopefully you'll have enough room. And then Jack goes, well, I hope I'm not blocked in. And he goes, we'll see, as he's walking in. And I looked him straight in the eye and I go, we'll see. And then he kept looking back and giving me the hard eye. And I'm giving it back to him going like, I know you're a big guy, but if I fucking put my arms around your neck, jump up in the air and bring both feet down on your fucking knees, You're going to be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life because you're an old fucking gorilla. And it just fucking, holy shit, just asshole after asshole. And it's because there's fucking Beatles stuff for sale.
Yeah.
It would be like old friendly hippie, oh, look, some Beatles stuff. No, it's all these big fucking slugs. Who are like, well, Yoko Ono made these and then printed them out.
We were just talking about that earlier this week, and I'm going to go a little bit off on a tangent, but kind of not. So there's this.
Welcome to Garage Sale Glow.
10 minutes in. I tried to warn you. I was like, no, let's go to these ones first and kind of warm up a little bit and let they cool down a little. Oh, I really don't know. I was like, okay.
I mean, that sale would be good to go to tomorrow when quarter price or whatever.
But there was this baseball player from Japan. His name is Shohei Ohtani, and he's, like, doing these historic things, playing baseball, or as some of you like to call it, sports ball. And he hit this home run. He was the first person to ever accomplish this feat of hitting 50 home runs and stealing 50 bases at the same season. And he hit the home run in Miami. And there's a big clump of people that are like fighting for the ball. And all of a sudden you see this kid, he's like an 18-year-old kid. And this freaking 18-year-old, this older guy, just sit there with both hands, just shredded out of this freaking little kid, this kid's hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's up for auction. It's going to go for like 7 figures.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? That kid had the ball and this guy just jumped in.
Yep.
And ripped it from him. They tried to put an ordinance to halt the auction because he's selling it right away. Guess what? Guess where it is? New Jersey. Go figure.
Oh.
You know?
Go figure. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, or it's normalized to be an asshole.
Well, it's normalized to be an asshole in Pittsburgh, too, obviously.
Well, it's welcome to New York.
But, like, compared to the estate sales we went to in Greece last week, which were fucking wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. They were wonderful. They were well run. People were friendly.
They weren't as crowded. And we didn't get there right away.
And meanwhile, the house also has black mold.
Yeah, like black mold. It's like
smells like cigarettes, underlit.
Yeah, completely underlit. It was awful. Yeah, it's like I go to sit down and look at the CDs, and that tower was nice. I guess I could have maybe for $75. It probably would have been worth it. Maybe go back next tomorrow for half price for $40.
Yeah,
that's the sort of thing I would actually use in my. Like a display in my house that would be acceptable to the executive producer, so to speak.
Wow. But, yeah, holy shit, what a way to start the day with violence in my heart.
Yeah, way to go. You got me going. Now I'm freaking
calling people bitches, calling people big old fucking gorillas. But it was just full of fucking everybody up there. And everybody talks about, kids are rude these days. Oh, these kids don't know how to handle themselves in society. These are all fucking 50s and 60s people in their 50s and 60s. Fucking.
They all act
completely with their heads up their asses. Yeah. And they didn't even need a phone. Oh, these kids looking in their phone all the days. Well, you don't need a phone to be a fucking. Somebody not paying attention with your head up your own ass. You can do it naturally. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
I saw that firsthand at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm sure.
It's like, it's all like in the dark, poorly lit. So everyone's like, and it's like not very large aisles. And so one person stops to read something, and everybody else is just standing there in the dark, gawking around. So it's like, this is a bad scene. Like, at least at the House of Guitars, I can see what I'm looking at. You know what I mean?
I'm thinking the House of Guitars might be the place to go. Now, I was thinking of this the other day, because that's one of the places where the owner, obviously, he puts the records in, he puts a price on it, and he doesn't give a shit from that point on. They obviously don't give a shit. So there's probably still records priced
not so much.
10 years
no,
ago.
You see, the thing is it's not as... we're not going to get into it too much as a original long-term resident of Irondequoit. I can tell you this, his kids run it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know that. But
his kids all run it.
They
mean,
probably have
there.
Been running it for a long time have, because his have. Brain is full of cobwebs and fucking
No, they're, I consider them friends because I've known them for 50 years. I've been going.
Well, I'm saying, but Armand is, oh, garage sale, look at that sign, a real sign, maybe I have some hope. Okay. Anyway, let's get off of this, and maybe we'll wipe the slate clean in this garage sale.
We can be
anything but fucking yelly, fucking.
Well,
I got speakers. I got a nice set. Those are a nice set of speakers. See how they had some
squirrel.
Some weight to them, and they'll actually look good in my house.
And this isn't the one that I was thinking of, but. I was going to try and get us to that book sale, so that's where I was heading.
Ooh, book sale.
Yeah.
Book sale, that's some bomb to my angry little heart.
That's,
look, we didn't even have time to put some fucking music on. Yeah. Don't worry, I got some. I got the Grease soundtrack, if you want to listen to the Grease soundtrack.
Well, I did
today.
See X a couple nights ago. Go fuck yourself!
Okay, we've hit a couple more garage sales that have been a little palate cleansing. We went to the book garage sale that was a very, very soft-spoken British man.
And lady.
Nice books. She wasn't British. She just got her British husband. But no books I was really interested in, but I got a nice like triple CD set that had Spartacus by Stanley Kubrick. I can't remember the name of it now, but the giant rat, the Invisible Rabbit movie with Jimmy Stewart, that's
right.
A riot, a classic, and Orson Welles' A Touch of Evil. So that was for a buck.
And I got the Dawn of the Dead DVD for a buck, but the good one with Goblin doing the soundtrack.
With the Goblin soundtrack and the Dario Argento edit on it. so that's a nice one. Then we went to a nice little normal garage sale, but they had 50-cent DVDs, so I got a lot of stuff basically for my own collection. I got a nice Motorhead one.
That's cool.
That should be fun. But, like, I got 1941 by Spielberg. I got the Bad News Bears.
I got
that. Which is one of my favorite swear movies of all time.
What was the name of that that Garcia Merle Saunders thing that I got?
I don't know. That was from the early days. That was probably made on, what the fuck was it called? It was an early computer that you could do computer-generated 3D
graphics on. Yeah, but it was kind of this psychedelic...
Yeah, there was a whole trend of people with a computer setting that, like, fractal animations to psychedelic music.
Yeah.
And so it was an early burn-your-eyeballs-out hippie...
Yeah.
Just probably about 88, 90, I would bet.
It was. And then I got a nice four-movie Frankenstein Boris Karloff compilation DVD.
Oh, good.
That was pretty cool.
It's got the Bride of Frankenstein great.
The four of them with Karloff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty cool. Another Benny Hill. So I can bundle that with the other one now if I want to sell them off. And a few other ones here and there. And they're buying seven DVDs. But the big thing that I got was that puzzle. And it was a Peanuts, like,
wooden puzzle. Play school.
Yeah. With Lucy on it. But it's from 1952.
Loose Lucy. That's a Grateful Dead song.
Yes, it is. But whatever the case, anything you could find original Peanuts. Because... he started this trip in 1950, so knowing it 1952, those are like the first toys that are probably
marketed. That's probably the first marketed stuff. That was when the style went into the recognizable character styles of the
And it's in nice Peanuts. Shape. It just has a little bit of wear on the edge.
Yeah.
But it's wrapped in, like, saran wrap.
That's what everybody does with those, because otherwise they flop all over the place.
But that was the only one that they did that with, and that one cost me $5. I don't know what it's really worth, but it's just...
No, those can be valuable, and that one has... But you were looking at them, and I was like, don't get those unless they have, like, a recognizable character or...
Yeah.
Like the Sesame Street ones go well.
Yeah, but not the Farmer in the Dell and stupid shit like that.
No. Not the fucking stupid Farmer in the... And I got one of my favorite books of all time that I've needed to replace, and now I replace it. The Illuminatus Trilogy by Robert Anton Wilson and Robert Shea. One of the greatest books in the world. You should read it. It will change your life. And it's fun. And there's sex in it.
Whoa, oh, that's what I got, was that that horror.
Yeah, that's probably the only nudity. That's a classic Euro grindhouse zombie, Nazi zombies under the lake movie.
Yeah. So the Grateful Dead one was, or Grateful Dead, Garcia, Sydney Psychedelic Adventure, Head Candy, with bonus 3D glasses inside.
Oh, are they in there?
I don't think so. No, just the mail order.
Oh. Well, 3D glasses, you can find a pair of 3D glasses around.
3D glasses. I got Wasteland, an art house film about an artist who goes to Brazil. And
I think I picked up a copy of Logan, too.
You did?
Oh, that's right, and it's with the black and white cut in it, too.
Yep. And then the Dawn of the Dead. And then there's the Boris Karloff Frankenstein collection. Zombie Lake.
Zombie Lake, yes.
Yeah, starring Howard Vernon, the Euroshock collection. The most terrifying zombie massacre ever to come to the screen. And it's widescreen, too.
I don't know. Like, that would be a watcher more than a seller, because it would have been a seller. But now all the people who collect that stuff
have it.
They
stream it.
They're collectors of the media of it. but they've all got bought that when it came out, and now they bought the 4K. There's all these little art, like small publishing DVD places that do 4K, you know, nice 4K versions of like the worst, like the most grindhousey movies ever, and Blu-rays, and they all collect those now.
Or if they just want to do their laundry, they just put on one of the horror channels and do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In their boxers and brassieres.
In their brassieres.
All right, well, we're at a garage sale.
Yep, so we got to go. Yeah, yeah, not bad. We just hit another one. I forgot at the last garage sale, I forgot to mention I got these two creepy old lady masks. Old lady masks. One with just one eye, which makes it even creepier. It's damaged, but, like, that damage actually makes it...
That lady was actually pretty... she was pretty fur. She was like, $4. They're old. All right. She's pretty firm. We'll get a...
Nothing like a firm old lady. But,
except the mask work.
I got
firm.
A couple just spongy. Classic books. I got a paperback of... At this one we just went to, I got a paperback of... Carl Jung, Synchronicity, and what was the other one? Oh, Fahrenheit 451, a nice copy of Fahrenheit 451. They had a paperback, original paperback of Cat's Cradle, but it was like beat up, and it was that kind of paperback where it's gotten dry, so it's just everything, it's in one piece, but everything about it is brittle as hell, so I didn't pick that up.
Yep.
Although Cat's Cradle would have been definitely a replacement book for my book collection.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you get there? Oh, you got... Oh, well, we were talking... That was what we were talking about when we popped on. Johnny Bueno bought a big stack of Guitar Player magazines.
Yeah, and Acoustic Guitar Player.
And you can't get... Like, some of them can... Okay, that big lot of them I got at the estate sale.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be able to sell them, but they're heavy.
Right.
And like, I've noticed, eBay will not mark stuff with, like, definitely determines what you, like, if you have a magazine, they won't put it on,
Media Mail,
because it's got ads in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It should be Media Mail. Magazines should be, I
think. No, they have, if they have advertisement in them. They are not...
I guess comic books are like that, too,
Comic books are not technically media mail. Like, if they opened it up and it was comic books, they could be dicks and send it back.
Right.
Because they got ads in them. Right. Unless it's like some pro... Unless it's like, you know, promo, you know, Mickey and Goofy study electricity.
Yeah.
Or something like that, which... Still is going to have Radio Shack ads in it, actually, now that I think about it.
Let alone the Sea Monkeys.
Well, not in those promo ones. Won't have.
I know, I'm just talking about comics.
Yeah, but the Sea Monkeys
make trying them to be funny.
Not
just piss all trying, over it.
Trying.
Oh.
That's the key word there.
Lighten up, Francis. Lighten up. Well, that's a big ass dog right there. Big
yes,
dog.
It is.
Big poop.
Lots of big bags of food.
I just missed our turn. Son of a...
Son of a beach. All right, well, we're doing okay. I got to find some more stuff to sell because it's getting near selling season on eBay, so...
Yes, sir.
Not that I don't have stuff to sell now,
I got plenty.
I still need to get that big... Oh, Jesus, there's another giant skeleton house.
Yes, there is. You've been getting some good pictures, too.
Giant skeleton doll. Oh,
there
Jesus.
Was a whole table of just crosses.
Crucifix table.
Yeah, it's like... Oh,
vampire, anti-vampire
it's
tail.
Just, it's like, especially after last week, they had on Svengoolie, they had Kolchak the Night Stalker on. What a great movie.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie.
I love the TV show's fun, too.
I haven't really seen the TV show much, and I know... In the second movie that he goes to...
the underground city in Seattle.
Seattle,
yeah.
Right. I want to see that one.
The two Kolchak movies are the best Kolchak.
Yeah.
And then the TV shows are hit and miss.
Right, there's 20 episodes.
They're like the X-Files, where like some of them are really good, some of them are really cheesy.
Yeah, well, that's 1970s.
But
I always like it with the bongos, the mysterious bongos, and then the trumpets. You could just like see the freaking giant car boats just floating up and down the road, and the best. Anywho.
Anyway, we got more garage sales coming up.
Yeah, 5 minutes away to the next one.
Not 5 minutes for you though. It'll be just the click of a button. Not for you, but for me. I'll click the button and then you'll magically be hearing us either going, "Oh, we got all this stuff," or "Go fuck yourself." All right, Johnny Bueno just hit one of his goals of getting a turntable.
Yep. Just like you got your speakers today.
Yeah, and we passed on a couple that they had in the back of their car because they were belt drives. And so those old belt drives are, you know, when they're old, you're probably going to have to mess around with the belt. So he got a little direct drive turntable. Plugged it in, it works. Just needs a little like clean up, little wipe down on the cover of it and around the edges, and should be a perfectly serviceable, not killing your records turntable.
Yeah, that was my requirement. And the guy's like, "Oh, check out this one." Like,
and if the cartridge is really bad, cartridges online are, for decent cartridges, are not bad. You know, they're, unless you want to go like super high quality, and it's like almost not worth putting a super high quality on a $25 turntable.
So I think I want to go to that place with the commercial stuff. I just kind of wonder where we're going to put anything.
Commercial stuff.
Yeah, the commercial. Remember I was telling you the going out of business.
Oh, yeah.
Commercial shelving place.
Yeah.
That's near where we're going to be going to eat. And I'm thinking to myself, where are we going to put any of that stuff? You know what I mean?
Well, we can always go drop stuff off in my garage and go back if we have to. I mean, for you, you can't really get anything too big, can you?
Well,
I just mean you don't have an awful lot of room for like a huge, huge shelf.
But if I find the right thing.
Yeah. And like me, I'm sort of looking for something to put DVDs on, which doesn't have to be too big.
They did have at that first place we went to, not that you really cared, but they did have a cheap CD rack as well that I noticed. That was like $2, like $5.
I've only got about 5 CDs so far. I really don't have an awful lot of CDs.
I got a shit ton.
But I do have a lot of DVDs that are on my, like, you know, keeping them because fucking physical media. Have that physical media, guys. If you have favorite movies, maybe get them on DVD or Blu-ray.
Because the sunspot's coming. Not a matter of if, but when. Just like the pandemic. I can't wait.
There's a sign back there.
I didn't even see it.
It was just a red arrow that said Wall Street on it. An address from Wall Street.
Wow.
W-A-A-L. Wall Street.
Oh. Wow.
That's okay.
Quickly.
Yeah, I need to get some stuff to pay for my speakers today.
Daddy needs a new pair of speakers.
That's a big forking out $50 for cheapo Ratnik is a big deal.
Well,
for something at a garage sale that I'm not going to sell.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I only spent $25 on that turntable.
I'm like,
that's for sure.
Like getting to the point of where I got some dental work coming up, so Daddy needs some money in the bank.
Yep. All right, well.
And I already blew my voice out today, if you can't tell, yelling about the first garage sale we went.
Yeah, I forgot to grab the throat spray for you.
Oh, the spray.
Jackie, bring me the spray. That was a common request at Peachy Nietzsche concerts.
As I would blow my voice out in the first song I would sing.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because I'm balls to the wall, man. I would not make it as a heavy metal singer. I would get one good ace of spades in, and then I would be done for the rest of the night.
Well, I mean, Axl Rose got away with it.
Yeah, but they got those genetic pipes. Axl Rose was probably limbering up his vocal cords.
No.
But they were also doing lots of drugs, too.
Axl Rose just... Yeah, they always... I mean, he could hit the high notes when he was, like, rested, but that was it. So yeah. I had a live show from him on 8-8-88. They played at Weedsport. And you could hear them. They're doing, like, So Easy... Like, all the songs in the low register, the first couple songs. And by, like, the third or fourth song, he couldn't hit those notes. You know, it was all studio.
Yeah. Well, he was also probably drunky drunk. Well, we went and had some delicious cheesesteak sandwiches.
And then we went to that place they had the commercial.
And there's nobody there. Said it was till 3.
9 till 3.
1:15, nobody there.
Nobody there.
So we've hit a couple local East Rochester sales. We just went to...
We're in Penfield now.
We went to a Penfield sale. I got a 25-cent Viewmaster viewer so I can look at the Viewmasters I got last week, at least. So that'll be fun. And I got a couple records. I got Sex Sellers, which I have no idea what it is because it's from Amsterdam. So everything is Dutch. And can't tell. But it's got one of those great, like, sort of cheesecakey covers on it.
Polynesian.
And then I got this, obviously, like, small print. You're My Woman, I'm Your Man, Joyce and Bud Murray. Autograph to Nelly, thanks, Joyce and Bud.
And that hair?
Joyce has the dark brown beehive. It's like a beehive afro. And Bud, he looks like a bud. He looks like a big beefy bud with his wife.
Oh, he looks more than like that.
Let's see.
Looks like a horse face is what he looks like.
Let's see what their liner notes say in the back. Well, I knew it would happen, and here it is. Joyce and Bud Murray have arrived. I first heard this terrific duo about 4 years ago on their Stuck in Jackson record. I knew then that they were headed for bigger and better things. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hair is definitely bigger.
They've paid their dues, as all country artists must do, it seems. Oh,
there was another garage sale in 1869. Baird Road.
Oh, wow.
Oh, fuck yourself.
After listening to this LP, I think you all will agree. Especially like Billy Was the Key. I think he wanted to say it's a hell of a song, but they just put a line there so they wouldn't swear. It's a blank of a song, and it's never been better than the version you'll hear on this LP. There is something going on, all right, and it's Bud and Joyce on the way to the top. And then another line, so it's like, on the way to the top, fuck! That's what he wanted to say, but he just put the line to keep it clean.
Yeah. Is that what he said when she dropped her negligee?
Maybe.
Fuck! She's a man, baby!
I will not have you slandering Joyce Murray like that.
Never happened to you? Like...
No comment. No comment.
So you're saying that it didn't happen?
I'm not saying that it did, and I'm not saying it didn't. I'm making zero comment on it. I'm pleading the fifth.
I see.
Because that makes my life seem more interesting.
This makes it something.
All right. Oh, there's something down there. Stone something way.
Yeah, it's the other one I got on your list.
All right. Well, we were also discussing that maybe we went just 1 week too far. Garage sailing. Although this is more typical of garage sailing than what we've had this summer. We've been spoiled this summer.
Yeah. I feel spoiled. Oh, that's just... Oh, never mind.
You smell spoiled.
Hey!
Woo-hoo! All right.
That's just being in relation with my father-in-law.
That's just from osmosis.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get into any further slander, we'll be back. We'll be back.
By the law is special.
Yes, legally special. Anyway, we've hit one last garage sale, which is what we were talking about, but we won't talk about that on the air.
Well,
yes. Let's say the host of our last garage sale was special needs.
Yeah, and, I mean, I had no issues with it. I thought I was actually kind of cool.
It was wholesome. She had a nice dog.
Yeah.
That came out with her ball in her mouth and hung around with nice lab.
She was very stern, making the dog listen. That was great. I was nothing but kudos.
Well, I got a Star Wars crafts book just because I wanted to buy something.
Yeah, I tried.
But I did get one of my favorite movies of all time on DVD, The Black Stallion. Highly recommend that movie. Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
One of the last good Mickey Rooney movies.
Wasn't that going to be your porn name at one point?
The Black Stallion or Mickey Rooney?
Yes.
It should be Mickey Rooney, and I'd be like, it's time to put on a show. Come on, everybody, we're going to put on a show. A sex show.
How can be Mickey Rooney starring the Black Stallion?
Oh, yeah. I could be Dickie Rooney. Anyway, we're calling it quits.
It's
starting to spray a little bit. And, you know, I think what happened is, I think Johnny Bueno and I flew too close to the fire or flew too close to the sun and tried to go a little longer than the stay fresh date on garage sales in Rochester.
We were reaching to get to 99.
Yes. And now it's like that end of the year garage sales. I mean, there were a couple decent ones, but for the most part it's just like sort of the universe working against us today. We had prick drivers, just the worst estate sale of the summer, and that's saying something after the estate sale down the street from my house. So
I think it was the same. No, the other place was blue.
The other place was like some new estate sale company that was like promoting themselves, and it's just like,
we'll give you a hint, it was not Colleen.
Yeah, no, it was
Colleen.
Not
Colleen was up in my neck of
Colleen's
the woods.
Colleen's a pro. It's like Rock City. It was
no,
like,
that wasn't who this one was. I'll tell you off the air. Or if you let you don't care.
I don't care.
Flower City,
that's what it was.
F-L-O-U-R.
Yeah.
And they're usually pretty decent. I mean, I reckon. I mean, that one was just weird how it was just misconceived. It had a lot of good stuff, but...
It had a lot of good stuff that you couldn't get near.
Yeah. It's like it was
too frustrating to get near it. And then when you got near it, you couldn't see it. Everybody was pulling out their phone lights and shining phone lights on stuff to get it. Although I have to say, I have a neat RTS windbreaker jacket, which is cool. Something I like. And I got my speakers today, so that's good. I wanted to get the speakers before summer was over, because then my odds of finding a pair of speakers outside of like Craigslist was slim, and I'm certainly not going to go to like Facebook buy and sell and trade to get anything. because I know better. I just will not even go that route. Facebook Marketplace, that's what it's called. Fuck Facebook Marketplace. It's, you know, I mean, yeah, you could probably find some success there, but you're going to have to weed through a million weird ghosting, overpricing, scamming, luring you to their human sacrifice den to get that good deal. Yep. And if you try to sell anything, you're going to end up with rude lowballers and no-showers and all that. Yeah, the Facebook Marketplace is a marketplace of shit. So, luckily, I didn't have to go any other route to get my, you know, like go to an actual music equipment store and pay a lot of money, which I'm not willing or able to do.
And I got my turntable today.
Yeah. So that was successful. We got some good food.
Kind of a coda to the season, really. So we started with episode 85, and this is episode 99.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good...
That's a really good year for... That's a really good number for garage sales.
You figured at least 10 or 12 of those garage sales, we did well over 30 sales.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we probably would have done that last week if we didn't have to cut off at 12.
Yeah.
We probably could have come close to that.
Yeah.
And, so, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, speaking of which, that was kind of fun, too, to go to the little theater, see your friends play, and then have, like, a nice...
Nice meal with Mediterranean... With your daughter and
lunch
with our
friends.
Old drummer, Barb.
Yeah, and Howie. Oh, Howie wasn't there.
Howie wasn't there. And it was a really good... It's probably the best Mediterranean restaurant in Rochester, and it's reasonably priced. And... As Barb pointed out when we were there, waitresses who know that, like, hardened but not hard waitresses.
Yes.
Like, the waitress knows what kind of people come in there.
Yes.
And made everything efficient. Like, was like, okay, how are you guys paying? Okay, split the bill two ways. You're doing credit card, this. And she just, like, was one step ahead of us all the time and
keeping
it friendly and fast. It was nice. Sinbad's in Rochester, if you ever hear, go there. Best hummus in the city.
I agree. So does Ellie.
They love... they are heavy-handed with the lemon juice in their hummus, and that makes a big difference. As a matter of fact, they're great with the lemon juice because they squeeze...
Lemons.
A million lemons and make lemonade, so they have wonderful, wonderful homemade lemonade that isn't sweetened to the point of, you know, being cloying, like usually when people make fresh lemonade, they like add way too much sugar. This is nice tart lemonade, but not like enough to boil your stomach in acid. Anyway. Sorry about this short garage sale gloat, but them's the breaks. At least you got to hear us freak out in the
We didn't even do an
intro. We just like skip. We'll do the intro after we go to the sale. Fuck you. But it's okay. I'm feeling much better now.
Oh, that's good.
I got a cheesecake brewing for later.
I think that's too much information.
I gotta say, I took a whiz in the...
What do you mean by cheesecake brewing?
You know what I mean by cheesecake brewing. That's what cheesecakes do. Cheesecake. Cheese steak. I wish I had some cheese steak.
I'm like...
Cheesecake.
I was like...
Oh, did I say cheesecake right off the bat?
Yes.
Yeah, my brain. My brain is not...
I turned
cheesecake into cheesesteak into cheesecake in my gut.
It's like when I was hanging out.
You're like,
with the
is that
girls
some phrase from like Carthage, New York that I've never heard from? I got a cheesecake brewing today, and not one of those no bake cheesecakes, but one of those New York City cheesecakes.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, this guy's trying to make a left in Linear Park.
Linear Park. I like non-linear park better.
Yeah.
Has so so few less rules to it. Okay, my English is breaking down, so it's time to speaking of cheesesteak brewing, I took a whiz in the cheesesteak bathroom. Somebody destroyed that. The door was open, and I closed it, and it was still... and I'm like, this may have been sitting here for hours. Hours. And then I'm like, well, I work at a... I'm going into a cheesecake place. Or cheesesteak! Jesus Christ!
I'm like... It reminds me of when I used to live at the All Girls College.
Time to quit. Time to go home, Chris.
That time of the month, all the ladies would be talking about baking bread.
Baking bread.
Baking bread.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's where I thought you were going. It's like, no. I got a cheesecake brewing at home. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
No.
I mean, I've heard of cycling with your partner, but...
No. No.
Your roommate, but...
But, like...
Cheesecake my ass.
24 hours from now, that cheesesteak will be coming full circle, and it will not be pretty. But until then, I'll enjoy it.
What was that old limerick?
It was a perfect cheesesteak, though. It did not sit in my... It's not sitting in my stomach like a brick, like a lot of greasy cheesesteaks will. Well,
it's the bread. The bread. They actually ship the bread in from Philadelphia 3 times a week.
Yeah, so it's like that absorbent, spongy, light bread that still it's light, but it doesn't. There's no drippage on the, you know, no, like absorbs, usually you get.
Right, it's like it catches everything.
And it has a enough of a crust that crust that will stop it from going all the way through.
Right.
It's nice.
Yep.
Nice. 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 It reminds me of the French bread that you would get on a banh mi when we had a nice banh mi place in Rochester. And now we don't. And I got addicted to banh mi, and now we don't have any place to get decent banh mi. Love me some banh mi.
That's banh you.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Signing off for Garage Sale Gloat. Maybe you'll get a garage. There's a possibility of getting a Garage Sale Gloat 100 this year. We'll see what we can figure out and how the weather's going and what we can finagle as far as guests and stuff. And maybe it'll happen this year. If not,
you have to wait all winter.
If not, we'll see you after winter with episode 100. Either way, we go out with a bang or we come in with a bang. But there's a bang coming, so get ready for it. Batten down your bang hatches, whatever that means.
I'll duly note it.
any last thoughts on the last double digit garage sale gloat?
You know, I do, but I wasn't really prepared. It's certainly been quite the journey. Looking at my blue camera and my work from the summer and just all these pictures, which, you know, I'm not sure how many people have been checking out the Discord site and all that, but
not
I
enough.
Have been posting them.
People are still stuck on their Facebook bullshit.
Yeah.
But where it's at, where the Garage Sale Gloat is at is on our Discord now.
Yeah. I'll say this. It definitely was, you know, last summer I had to work on Saturdays every, so I never had a chance. And even if we were going to go garage sailing, so I don't know what next year is going to bring, but certainly was a awesome summer this time around.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
Honestly, I'll say this is the best summer of garage sailing in Rochester in 20 years that I've done.
We just had a lot of fun and there's so many other ideas we got about making it even more entertaining.
Usually I get some huge score that's going to make me a lot of money. Not this year, but it's okay. But like this, you know, really where it's at is the bread and butter stuff. That's like,
yeah,
you know, the $10, $20, $30 items.
Right, like
really,
those guitar magazines I
bought. Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that was bidding against himself. He's like, I don't know, 50 cents, 25, 10 cents. I don't know. And he's like, I don't know, $5, $4. I'm like,
Well, most garage sales, they just they're there so they don't have to put that shit away. Right. So they start,
and like, he's like $5. That's like a tip on a pizza delivery.
Yeah, right. So, and he doesn't care about any.
And
of those.
He doesn't have to deal with it. Throw it out.
Right. He doesn't have to put it away tonight. But and the whole pile will be gone. So.
Yeah, and you know, I look up those dark shadows. There's like they're hand numbered, and there's 105 discs. But if you look at the back, it says there's actually 132 discs in the series.
Oh, so weird.
But
so like there was maybe one box that was missing.
Right. I don't know, but whatever the case, I do know that it's definitely worth more than $25, and definitely worth the $25 to put into it. I want to keep it.
Yeah, and by the time it'll take you forever to get to the point of where you're like, where are the other 20 discs?
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably missing the last one.
It has to be, because they're all in numerical order.
Right.
Up to that point. So, like, yeah. And if it comes down to it, you might be able to pick up the last ones for, like, $5 on eBay and then just add it to it to.
Yeah, I was told that the black and white ones aren't nearly as good as the color ones. I've never seen any of the shows.
Well, according to Gene, the podcasting machine, who listens to all the podcasts, so he's listening right now. He was saying, like, because yes. He was like, "How is this the whole series, or were the know, ones I, where it right. just picks up when Barnabas Collins shows up?" And right. I go, "I don't know. I think it's a full series." And he goes, "Because the full series is like 130 discs." And I'm like, "Oh, I didn't think it was. I don't think it was that many." I was like. I think there were maybe like 40 discs in there or something like that.
No, so there's 132 discs. And according to my friend who...
What was that? Is that a quail? What is that? Look at the tail on that. It's a hawk.
It's a hawk.
With a big piece making a nest.
Yeah. And I guess Barnabas Collins shows up at like episode like 210 or something like
wow.
that. I was told basically when he shows up is when it starts getting good.
When it started getting huge, yeah.
Yeah. He said everything before that is just kind of like this dreary kind of mod style.
Cheesy soap opera.
Yeah. But, you know, the suspicion about him being a vampire, and then he actually is a vampire. And then down the road, they all go to time jumping and go into the past and play their relatives, and sounds fun. I can deal with that. Didn't really conclude about what I thought about the season, but it was definitely a good time.
All right. Well, I thought it was pretty good. I think I already gave my wrap up.
Yeah.
We will see you guys in episode 100, whenever that happens to be. I cannot. But remember, at the beginning of the summer, we're like, well, we're not going to get close to 100 this year, but we'll get in the. We'll get in the batting zone of hitting it next year, and it's like, no. Nope,
well, it's because of the weather.
We're right on top of it.
The
yeah.
weather was really remarkable.
It was on our side this year.
We've had summers where it's rained every weekend.
We've only had one flat-out rain out. Yep. Only one.
And yeah. we are pretty much not into it anyways.
Yeah.
That was like after like week 5, we were just like both kind of wore out.
Exhausted, yeah.
But. You know, we've had a couple breaks in between week-wise, but, yeah, since we started beginning in June, this is the end of September, so 15 episodes in 16 weeks, essentially. That's unprecedented. That's about all I have to say about that subject.
All right. We'll see you on the other side.
Don't be a hard